Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some impossible standard? Like everything has to be perfect, right down to the last detail? You know that feeling when you spend hours on a project, but it still doesn't measure up to your own ridiculously high expectations? That, my friends, is the grip of perfectionism, and let me tell you, it can be a real buzzkill. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move, where we're all about ditching those self-imposed roadblocks and hitting the gas on a more fulfilling life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to guide you through this journey with a healthy dose of humor and some straight-up real talk. Today, we're tackling something that affects us all at some point. Letting go of perfectionism and embracing imperfection. Think about it, the pursuit of perfection is like chasing a rainbow, always beautiful but ultimately elusive. We're bombarded with images of flawless lives on social media, making it even harder to resist that siren call of perfect. But here's the truth, imperfection is what makes us human. It's in our mistakes, our stumbles, and our learning curves that we truly grow and shine. So how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? First things first, let's redefine success. Forget about comparing yourself to others or striving for some arbitrary standard of flawlessness. Success isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up, putting in the effort, and learning along the way. It's about celebrating your wins, no matter how small, and acknowledging that setbacks are simply opportunities for growth. Remember, even the most accomplished people have faced their fair share of failures. They just kept getting back up and trying again. Second, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a close friend. We're way too hard on ourselves, constantly criticizing and judging our every move. Instead, practice self-acceptance. Recognize that you are worthy of love and belonging, just as you are, imperfections and all. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the things that make you unique. Third, don't be afraid to ask for help. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your support network, friends, family, mentors. They're there to offer encouragement, guidance, and a listening ear when you need it most. And remember, seeking professional help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide invaluable tools and strategies for managing perfectionism and building self-compassion. Fourth, focus on progress, not perfection. It's easy to get caught up in the end goal, but remember that every step forward counts. Celebrate those small victories along the way, they add up. Instead of obsessing over making things perfect, focus on continuous improvement. Learn from your mistakes, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Remember, it's not about being flawless, it's about the journey itself. Finally, embrace your quirks. Those little things that make you different are what make you special. Don't try to hide them or force yourself to conform to some unrealistic standard. Own your imperfections, celebrate your individuality, and let your true self shine through. You ever had one of those days where everything feels off? You know, the kind where you trip over air molecules, spill coffee on your white shirt, the one you were saving, and manage to send that embarrassing text to your boss instead of your bestie. Yeah, I've been there. But then I realized, it's just one day. It doesn't define me or ruin the whole week. Think about baking a cake. If you try to be perfect, it can become so stressful you end up with a disaster. But sometimes, those imperfect cakes turn out to be the most delicious because they have that lived-in, comforting vibe. That's what life is like too. The scrapes, the messes, even the burnt cookies, they're all part of the story. Embrace them, learn from them, and keep on baking. So, let's recap. Success isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself, ask for help when you need it, focus on continuous improvement, and celebrate your individuality. Remember, imperfection is what makes us human, and it's those imperfections that add color and depth to our lives. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments. What are some ways you've embraced imperfection? What advice would you give to someone struggling with perfectionism? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, stay driven and remember, it's okay to not be perfect.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.